lives. We thank God for Pastor Agbeja for that wonderful word. Let's put hands together for Jesus. We receive it. We receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. This afternoon, just talk to us briefly about the kingdom and looking at the entertainment perspective. And actually, that's a real core focus, because in our days, there is a prince of the power of here. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 says it. And he said that it's a spirit that is walking. That word walk, the Greek word means energio, which means it's at work in the children of disobedience. There's a prince of the power of the air. And note the word power there. So let's bow our heads to pray. Father, we thank you. What a great, gracious opportunity for us to be here again. Thank you for the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives light, understanding to the simple. Thank you, Father God, because you are the bread of life. And you are the one that is to be broken, to be given out today. As this bread is being broken, let it infuse life into our spirit in the name of Jesus. Let every prayer that will be said here, let it receive heaven's immediate response. Take all the glory, and the people of God shout the loudest amen. Amen. Come on, the violent amen. Amen. So Ephesians 2 and 2 says, the prince of the power of here, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Matthew 11, 12, we've been reading. Say, I'm from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffer a violent. We must have heard so much about the kingdom of heaven, and the violent take it by force. And so pretty much this is just a little summary of what that means. It means God has written the law. The law has been written. You know, God is the judge. Jesus is the advocate. We have the accused. We have the accuser. So it's a courtroom. It's a legislation. And so God expects the law enforcers to rise up and enforce every law that has been written. You know, here in America or in the West, you see that there are so many orderliness, so to speak, in terms of driving, in terms of people following the law. Naturally, there is a residual sin nature for those even who are born again, and for those who are not born again, you know, nobody really want to do that. For example, you're late for work, and then you have just a couple of minutes not to miss your job or not to miss the appointment you have. You know, what makes you stop at the red light is not because you really want to stop. You don't feel like stopping. You look at the light. Sometimes the lights takes more time, like, oh my God, turn quickly to green, I gotta go. There's something in you that doesn't want to stop, but you realize the ticket, you realize the damage you can make, you realize the cops that is standing there watching you, that's a law enforcer. He doesn't write the law. He has nothing to do with the law, but he's to enforce what has been written. Now, the scripture has been written for us. And everything we've seen, Genesis to Revelation, but until there are law enforcers, we can't get result. Because the devil is a bastard, like we are today, but you can't call him a fool. He knows what he's doing. You know, so God has to raise law enforcers, those that will make sure that what God said is what we are saying. Can I hear somebody say amen? No, respond to me, say amen. Those are the people God is raising up. Those that he wants to begin to use to enforce that which, and I say force, that's why we say they take it by force. You know, because that force pretty much is talking about your garment. I want to explain this before I go into entertainment. There's a reason why God sewed a special garment for Aaron. You can't just come to me and just come and show up. I dwell in the most holy place. So you start all the way from Harrogate, where the general people are dwelling, general Christian, you know, the peanut, popcorn, and candy Christian. You know, Give us this day our daily bread, Christian. That's where they dwell. And there's nothing wrong in that, because you can't get to God until you pass through that place. Now you go beyond that, go to the holy place. You know, most holy place, in the heart of God, you have the brazen laver and all the brazen altar, blood, sin, you know. You bring all kinds of animal, we know the kind of sin you've committed. You bring a bull, we know what you've committed. We bring a goat, you know what you've done. You know, that's more of sin, babies, children, and it doesn't matter whether you're 30 years old, still having problem with all those things, you know. Even if you're a leader, that's where you are. And God is not there, but that's the way. You know, the way, the truth, the life, the way, outer court, the truth, the holy place, the life, the most holy place. That's, God is not there, but you have to pass through. God is not in the wilderness, but you have to pass through. Okay, so now, you go beyond and you go to the holy place. And we have the table of shewbread and all this other stuff. We don't want to digress. And you know, you're getting to knowing God. The word of God is getting established in your life. You are renewing your soul and you break through the veil, which is the flesh. And you dwell in God's presence. Actually, that's what we do in prayers. The blood, the word, and we fire by the Spirit. Now, what are we saying? God says, I am the one sitting on the mercy seat. As a matter of fact, I'm not just sitting there. I'm your mercy seat. The Bible says it's a propitiation for our sins. So he's sitting down there in the most holy place. So before you come to me, Aaron, I need to show you a garment. I'm talking about force. And the garment I need to show you, of course, we have on the linen from head to the foot. It covers you from shoulder to the foot, which means no one will see your nakedness except when you walk. And no high priest has shoes on. The reason why they don't have shoes is for them to watch the way they walk. As he walks, so we walk. When you have shoes on, you walk anyhow. Someone that's not pregnant can run around, can do whatever he wants to do. But somebody that's pregnant, we watch how he walks. She walks. She won't run anyhow. She's about 9 months pregnant. You know, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So Zion is not bringing forth anything without pregnancy. And what seed is Zion carrying? So the second garment is the blue robe. Put it on. And that covers his knee, which is your prayer life. And the other one is the linen ephod, which we put on your chest. David, a man after my heart. Now, I say all those things to let you know that that's the force. That's the force. You know, that's the force. You will see a police wearing their uniform to enforce the law. You see the here force, because that's what I want to talk about today. Here force. They don't just talk it. There's so many things that is at play when you say here force. In the United States right now, in our atmospheric zone, there are forces controlling everything that is flying. If you are not permitted to fly, you are coming down. Also, we have the naval force. We have the ground force. It's not ground friend. It is force. And so we need enough power to be able to establish the written word. And that's why God is raising a new generation. And I believe everyone here, you'll be a part of that generation in Jesus' name. I say you are going to be a part of that generation in Jesus' name. That is it. Now, so I won't stop for nobody who's just on the street without no siren, no car, no badge, and asking me to stop. I need to tell you, identify yourself before I can open up. That is why the devil will never listen to you until you are well-dressed. Say, putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand every wise, the schemes of the enemy. The whole armor. And one of the armor, of course, we know, the shield of truth, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the spirit, and all the stuff, about six of them. And it says, pray with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. So the devil knows you, Jesus we know, Paul we know, you can stop us. But the seven sons of Siva, who are the sons of the priest, who are ye? So we need to know that what brings force into our life is our kits, our spiritual kits, to be able to enforce what the Lord said. So when Jesus said, no weapon shall, he said, when you say, no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper, every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment, I condemn. They have to listen. You know why they have to listen? You put on your uniform. Because this is the heritage of the servants of God. It's not for everybody. It is only for those who are genuinely serving God. It doesn't happen to everybody. Perhaps I am healed. Why should the devil listen to you? Why should cancer jump out? Are you having your spiritual armor? Not just spiritual armor, because that's power. Are you authorized to do this? Because Jesus was speaking and said, by whose authority do you do what you're doing? They told John, say, John, by whose authority you are doing what you're doing? Who sent you? That we may relay the message back to the person that sent us. So anytime you are trying to enforce the written law, when you are not loaded or armored, or you don't put on the required garments, you become an heron in the room. You know, in chapter 3, there is this high priest that was standing there, purposely bringing prayer before the Lord, the prayer of the whole nation. And as he was praying, Satan was standing on his right hand. Satan was standing on his right hand to resist him. Why? Because of the filthy garments. It's not well kitted, and he cannot see it. Somebody enforce such garments on him. In the name of Jesus, all the prayers that will be prayed during this section will receive immediate attention. I thought somebody would shout amen. Amen is not what you say to make people to focus. Amen is not what you say because you want to hear noise. Amen is the word of God. Amen is Jesus. His name shall be called the Amen. So when you say amen, you are calling Jesus. You are releasing and invoking Genesis to Revelation. Somebody shout amen. Amen. So that's the force. That's the force, the reality of who I am, of what I'm wearing. You know, God has to derobe Aaron in the presence of Eleazar. Say, you can't take my garment with you. I'm the one who sewed it. Special garment. So that's the force. So you see a police, you know. You see a nurse, you know. You see a prisoner, you know. They don't need to tell you. You know where they're walking. And you begin to respond accordingly. Hey, sir, can I have your ID? You know, the guy's dressed and he put his hand here. His guns are there. Force. They take it by force. So you're a judge, stop. You're a minister, you have to stop. You're a pastor, you got to stop. I don't want to hear, I need your ID. Force. Police force. Who has just come out from police academy. So we don't have a lot of people passing through the academy now. Now let's talk about the prince of the power of the air. Now we know we need to take it by force. There is a spirit that is ruling in the air. And all of us are breathing the air. You can't deny, this is not 1994. This is 2016. Things have changed. God doesn't change. But God is constantly unfolding himself. That is why even with eons of eternity, we still cannot understand who this God is. The manifold wisdom of God, many-sided. You know, folks just thought that God is just, no, God is too big. The more you know him, the more you know you don't know him. Jehovah Shammah is different from Jehovah Rapha, different from Jehovah Jireh, different from Jehovah Elohim, different, the same God, but different manifestation, the same God. And so we need to be flexible enough
to know that what is God doing right now as the cloud moves. You can be coming in with a 1992 mentality in our days. You cannot. There is so much power influencing our youth, our, you know, the world via entertainment. And until we step in there and forced to dislodge them in the spirit, nothing happens. Nothing happens. The prince of the power of here, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Go to YouTube, go to all the stuff. See, a lot of things loaded there. How many of us are loading even the YouTube with the programs that is kingdom based just to counteract prayerfully? It's needed. Okay, imagine we have, let's say we have 7 million views of something that is sexually provocative, or that's just zero in terms of the kingdom. Now we're gonna talk about it. Oh my God, look at what these folks are doing. Look at how everybody's just messing up. This is bad. How many have you put in there? Oh well, I don't wanna do. No, you have to do that now. The children don't want to listen to you. In the home right now, you have daddy is busy checking stuff out. You have mommy doing homework, nursing, checking stuff out online. You have the child with the phone. You know, all of the children, they have their iPad, iPhone, whatever. And the walls already built. No communication in the house anymore. While the service is going on, somebody's texting, somebody's doing business, somebody's whatever it is. Everybody's just confused. You know, and add another 5 years to what we're talking about right now, man. The wall of Jericho, you want to go and get rid there, is here. Bible says he has broken down the middle wall of partition. There are walls within. And until we deal with the walls within that is cranked up by the powers of the air, things that you see. I know, because the only way for stuff to enter you is through sight. Jesus said, let your mind be single. Let your mind be single. Your son is doing homework. Pa, 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 pa. A lot of pop-ups are coming in. He's not clicking on it, but, you know, so many things have gone through the mind. We have a lot of people into all kinds of things. Pornography, you know, whether primary, whether active, you know, all kinds of things. And those things are heel-seated in the mind. There is a way right now the media can control the entertainment, whatever it is, can control our lifestyle just by pushing in those things. So we start there. We start from there by taking active enforcement in the air. Now, if you have your Bible, let me read this to you. Can we go quickly to the book of 1 Thessalonians? I want us to read this, chapter 4, verse 17. Thank God that we are waiting for Jesus to come. He's coming back. And but before he comes back, we have to mop up the work that is finished. He said, it is finished until somebody enforce it. Somebody has to enforce it is finished. I said, somebody has to enforce it is finished. Somebody has to enforce it and know that it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. You have to enforce that. You don't talk it, you don't wish it. It must be enforced. It must be enforced in the spirit. We've learned about that. It must be enforced in the spirit. And you know, it is the prayer of faith that saves the sick. The prayer of faith. You can pray until you turn blue, except you do what God says you do in that prayer. Practically, we pray to hear the voice of His Majesty, the voice of God. We pray primarily to hear instruction and direction so that we take that instruction and we begin to get answers. We get answers. Daniel took control of the air in the entire United States of Babylon. He was in charge. He was in charge. Elijah took control of the air in Israel. He was in charge. He put his head between. And he told the man, pray of faith. You go check. I mean, Mount Carmel now. Go check. Any result? He said, no result. I know what. Why we don't have result. God has sent the result. But there are powers in the air entertaining the minds of the people that will not let the answer come down. I know what to do. I'm not praying to God to do it again because God has done it. I am battling the forces that are holding it down that won't let it come. Go check again, number two. Go check again, number three. Go check again. So the more negative answer you are saying, the closer you are to the real answer. So you just need more input. The negatives is getting you closer to the final positive. By the time you play the sixth time, you only need one more time. Same thing to Daniel. In that same analysis of Babylon, he was praying, God, send answer. Visit your people. Do something mighty. 21 days until God sent result. And you knew what was happening. In the atmosphere, in some sphere somewhere. Powers of air withholding the angels bringing down the answers. So we need to engage in entertainment as led by the Holy Ghost. There's so many things that we can involve into, not just the prayer. Prayer is important, we got to pray, but in the prayer are there directions? Is somebody receiving a gift to go into movies? I begin to counter the negatives that the enemy is doing. I don't know, I've never watched the movie before because of time, but I've seen a lot of people watch The War Room. That was wonderful. It countered something, it taught something, because folk you know, you can't teach children the way they used to be taught in those years without getting them engaged. They must be watching something. Something has to entertain them. You can't say, okay, you know, once they say, hey, B. No, say it in songs. Say it, acting it. By saying it, because that's the generation. They're in the generation of sights and sounds. They're going to watch something. They're going to see something. And we can't negate that. We can't bring our home, damn generation mentality to come and enforce it here. It won't work. We got to be upgraded. We got to stand up to meet the challenges and begin to ask God to take control. Let's read that scripture quickly. I want all of us to read it together. If you are reading from King James Version, I'm reading from King James Version. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Now, he said, those who are dead will meet him first, but look at what it says for those who are alive. I believe I'm going to be one of those generation that will witness Jesus coming back second time here. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Can we all read it together, please? Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be to meet the Lord in the air. The word rapture is never used in the Bible, but caught up. There must be a caught up timing, a caught up season in our life where we possess the air. Satan is no more the God of this world. I've written unto you, ye are gods, and you are the sons of the Most High. It's immediately you are born again, you change status, and you are on duty. Immediately you are born again, and you are to dislodge every of hell, right, standing from within you, also in your environment. It's no more the God of this world. We are the God of this world. Can I get a loudest amen? Amen. We are the one in charge. There is a reason why Elohim sent all of us down here in this part of the world. And I tell you something, thank God for all the negative prophecies over this nation. As long as we're here, this nation will go forward. Amen. I thought you're gonna hear, I'm gonna hear the loudest amen. Why? Because of the prayer that you're praying. I said, because of the prayer you're praying. I said, because of the prayer that you are praying. America is standing. America is going to be strong.
God will continue to use America in the nations of the earth. America is God's police in the world. And the reason why he sent us here is just to pull up the fire, not to extinguish it. To take charge, to take control. In this room right now, as I'm talking, there is a Daniel here. There's an Hananiah here. There's a Michelle here. There's an Azariah here. There's an Esther in this room. There's a Mordecai in this room. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Right in this room. They were all in a foreign land and they took control. They took control of every sphere. They took control of every sphere. They were in a foreign land. Joseph is in this room right now. They all took charge. That is your mission here. Not to talk it down. Not to say, oh my God, no, we are the one that allow the, you know, God is the one that sets up precedent, is the one that removes. When we know his will regarding the person that he wants there, then we enforce it. Thy will be done on the earth, even as it were. Rise up on your feet, let's pray. Come on. His will must be done. I say his will must be done. Let the devil gather in their millions. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are pulling down their strongholds now. There is nothing the devil can do. He's a defeated foe. Open your mouth, begin to pray. Jesus, we take control of the air. Every power entertaining the soul, entertaining the government. We pull you down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Enough is enough. People are rising. Pago pregede bo shakato beredizos e plakatuze zezuzo a praketolis. In Jesus' name we pray. I need you to sound the loudest amen. In Acts chapter 12, he killed James. He killed him. Mr. Herod. Herod is a title. It's a demonic office. He massacred children. That satanic genocide in the order of Moses. You know, anytime something great is about to emerge, a demon will rise. Because they've seen it ahead. That's why they want to stifle your prayer life. That's why they want to stifle your timing. But thank God you are in this room today. God is going to frustrate them in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Pharaoh said, kill the boys because there is a boy that is going to be born. And that boy is going to put the whole of Egypt on their knees. What do we do now? You're going to silence all boys. I don't know which boy he is. But when you kill all of our boys, I'm sure he's going to be part of them. Aren't you glad you are alive right now? Satan tried to stop you. He's tried to mess with you. He's tried to arise you. But you are still alive. Shout hallelujah. Yeah. He did the same thing for Jesus. But he knew something about the apostles. Jesus is gone. Let us kill James. I don't know why he did that. Because you remember mother of Peter and James went to Jesus and said, we want somebody to sit on the right and left hand. And so Jesus says, well, you're going to drink this cup. But for me to do that, I am not authorized. That might be the price James have to pay. But when he saw that he pleased the Jews, he apprehended the pillar of the church. And that was Peter. There are so many people in the church now that the Satan is silencing them through sin, through compromise, through all kinds of things. So the light of Israel is almost going down. Say, righteousness exalt a nation. Excuse me, where do you supposed to see righteousness? Not in the White House. They don't know A from B. Yeah, thank God for them. They're intelligent people. Where are you supposed to see righteousness? Not in the sport. Not in Hollywood. Where you expect to see righteousness? We are the righteousness of God. So why do we have quantity? We don't have quality. The more church, the more sin.
We are repressed. We can't even say a word because we only want to be carnal. How many we meet in their room for days and say, Jesus, give me America or I die. Have you at the burden? And say, Lord, the burden of the Lord, not the burden of Satan, not the burden of finances, not the burden of sickness, but the burden of the Lord is upon me. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me and I will give you rest. I mean, it's also, we need to be burdened what we're doing. We need to be burdened. When somebody places a burden on you, you feel it. This just, this sin that is going on in our country. Jesus, what do we do? Jesus, we used to have a meeting July 4th every year. Got to haul some few senators and wherever they come in. And we pray down. Pray. Something has to change. How can I be here and the devil is having a fit there? No. I'm not talking about position. I'm not talking about title. I'm not talking about the bishops. No. 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 Now, they gathered. And as they gathered, when Peter was apprehended, the church rise up. When Boko Haram begin to affect them, ISIS, the church. The church. The only one that has the answer to the Syria invasion was Elisha. He had it in his living room.
Hallelujah.
He knew where they're going to strike. He knew their strategy. Thank God for FBI and all of our security. But can I tell you something? You are the spiritual FBI of Jesus.
Amen.
For the secret of the Lord is with the righteous. Righteousness exalt a nation. That is why the devil is not going to fight our prayer. He's not going to fight our faith. He's not going to fight our title. He's not going to fight our confession. He's going to fight our walking in righteousness. When the garment of righteousness is off, you become Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. You, I know your lifestyle. I know your envy, your jealousy, your competition, your adultery, your evil works. I know the stuff. So quiet. It's silence, people. But if God can get two in this room, even one, I seek for one man. I see for an Abraham. I see for a Moses. Moses said, the burden of the Lord is upon me. You know what Moses said? He said, kill me. If you will kill this, if you won't let these people enter the promised land, kill me. Blot me out of your book of life. Man, what a love for the kingdom. What you think about that? Blot my name out. Jesus, you know, Father Nash prayed for Scotland. He said, give me Scotland or I die. Scottish revival. You want revival in America? Somebody has to be bought in. It's more than just wearing a suit. I think I'm wearing one today. We need to go into some prayer rooms, 2, 3 people, 30 people, join hands for hours. Jesus said, watch with me an hour. Boom. He came back, the very disciples that he has seen that is going to be struck soon, Peter, he saw him sleeping. He said, Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to save thee. I have seen it in the future. He was sleeping. Came back the second hour. You know why Jesus was praying? Just for us. Just for us to go through the cross. And the third hour. First hour, not 10 minutes. Second hour, third hour. Stretch. No AC. No room like this. On the rock with stones. Praying. You know, they were going to the hour of prayer. They were going to the temple, Peter and John. In the hour of prayer, they were going to the temple. Peter and John were going to the temple in the hour of prayer. You know, Paul said, I besought the Lord 3 times when he was given a messenger of Satan. 1 hour, second hour, third hour. You know, and David said, evening, morning, and noon will I cry aloud and you will hear my voice. And also Daniel opened his windows as he used to do. You know, and pray down. We need the spirit of righteousness and we need the spirit of intercession, the spirit of supplication and grace. When you say the spirit of, is the Holy Ghost. And that talks about the engine. When the engine is not in a car, the car is good for nothing. Not by power, not by might, Let us cry for the spirit of intercession. Let us cry for the spirit of holiness. Let us cry for the spirit of righteousness. So that 5 minutes prayer, if we can pray 5 minutes prayer, God will hear it. Rather than praying 10 million hours of prayer and it's not coming, it's not going through. Say, Father, let us say it together. Say, Father, please baptize us with the spirit of holiness. The spirit of sanctification, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of intercession, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. I take one more prayer. Come on, let us pray. Father, not by power, not by might, baptize me with the Spirit. Baptize me with the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. When the church began to pray, in Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer. When the church began to pray, though they were praying in unbelief, you know, God moved. Angel came. Anytime you see people praying, you see responses of angels. He gives, because they are akin to the words of God. Daniel was praying, angel came. Zechariah was praying, angel came. There is no way. Anytime you see people praying, you know what? We need angelic moves now. Oh, yeah. We need angels of the air, angels of water. We need the angels that is in charge of White House, the Senate building. There are angels there. They've been impotent because nobody's praying. They are not praying the prayer of righteousness. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic, and it's working. The righteous man, not just any man. The righteous man. So you see, an angel was sent to the prison and doors were opening of his own accord. No more struggle, no more even having the keys. You know, there are people that you have to open the key. The door, they approach a door, open. Approach a door, open. You know, and things were happening. And before you know it, an hand struck Herod. The Herod that is entertaining, that has taken control of entertainment. Herod that is ruling over our government. Herod that is ruling over our economy. Herod that is ruling over our children. Herod that is ruling over the nation. Angels were sent, and that angel has not died. He's only waiting for somebody to charge him up. Somebody say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take control of the entertainment, of the entertainment industry. We take control of the powers of the air. We dislodge them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and pray. Come on.
Sandalaria Mahaya, Kabushiria Masandalaria Mahaya, Boziki Maraboshiria Masandalaria Mahaya, Yeki Morobo Sendelaria Mahaya. Amen. Let us continue to pray. This is very, very important, very crucial, because we have to be effective. We need to be effective as intercessors. As people of God, we need to be effective. The word of God is very true. God has given us every assurance. God has equipped us. God has done his own part. But what is wrong with us? Let us ask God to stir us up. Let us ask God to release this anointing for real effective praying on us. Let us begin to pray. Let us continue to pray. Ramosheki marabosendeleria. If possible, let us pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. If you don't know what to pray, Ramosheki marabosendeleria mahaya. Bazeki morobosindaleria mahaya. Yendeleria mazondro mohuri kibaba sandaya. Leria masanda. Let us not forget that God was looking for one man, just one man, to make up the hedge. And because he could not find one man, he allowed his rod to fall on the nation. We are many right here. We are many. And so we don't even need to spend too much time for God to answer us. Let us begin to pray and ask God for his grace, for his anointing, for intercession, that we will not be weak, that we will not be weary in well-doing. Ramo Sheki Marabosendeleria. He has raised us as intercessors, and we need to be effective. Masheki Morobosende. We cannot be living in America, and all these things are happening, and eventually a wrong person will come to rule this nation. Yamo Sende, now that we have the opportunity to pray, let us pray. Masheki marabo sendeleria mahaya. Zimorobo sendeleria mahinda liria masheria. Bazeki morobo sendeleria. Father, we ask for the anointing, true anointing of intercession, O God. Father, give us insight into your righteousness, that we will live in righteousness, that we will no more live a life of pretense. Maribo shiki marabo sende. It is not only when we gather together. Father, we need the grace to pray even when we are alone, when we are in our homes. Masheki morobo sende. It must not be only when we have come together like this. Father, let this fire burn in us, oh God. Let your fire begin to burn in us, mighty God. Father, we ask for your burden. We ask for your burden, oh God. May we have your burden, oh God, in our hearts. The burden for this nation, oh Lord. The burden, oh God, for life in this nation. Maribo Sheki Marabosende. The burden to do your will, mighty God. Masheki Morobo Sinda Liria Mahaya. Zendeleria Mahaya Kabosende. Yeki Marabo Shiria Masandaya. Leria Mahanda Laria Masanda. In the name of Jesus. Please, shall we lift up our voices and pray for the man of God, that this fire in him will not quench, that this fire will continue to burn, and that he will be able to transmit it to others. Let us begin to pray. Father, we thank you for your servant that you have used, O God, to steer us up, to bring awareness, O God, to us concerning effective prayer, mighty God, and the essence of doing something and praying to counteract what the entertainment industry is doing now that is hurtful to our youths and to even some adults. Mighty God, give us insight. Rimo Sheki Marabo Sendeleria Mahaya. Boziki Marabo Shiria Masanda. Thank you for your servant, O God. Thank you, precious Lord. Father, refill him, O God. Continue to grant him open heavens as he comes to you. Ba Sheki Marabo Sendeleria Mahaya. Zendeleria Mahaya Kabahanda. O Rabba Sendeleria Mahaya. Ziki Mahanda. May this fire that is on him not quench at any time, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mommy Abella. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank Pastor Tayo Brown for that word that he gave us. And you know, it all boils down to it's us individually. It's us. What am I doing for the kingdom? What are you doing? Are we doing our part? We have a responsibility. Are we using the authority that we have been given? Hallelujah. We have to look inward. It's us. It's you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you so much for this afternoon's session, oh God. Lord, we thank you for all the speakers, Father God, and the words that we have heard, Father God, this afternoon. Lord, they have gone deep in our hearts, Father. Lord, we thank you for the equipping that you are doing in us individually and collectively, oh God. Father, our ears, Father God, are attentive to you, Father God. Lord, we know that we need to hear your voice, oh God. Lord, because we don't know the way to go unless you instruct us, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, in this hour that we are in, oh God, Lord, that we would not pray amiss, oh God. Lord, that we would not be out of line, alignment, oh God, but Lord, that you would speak to us, oh God, individually, collectively, oh God, Lord, so that we may be able to hit the mark, oh God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we know America is in trouble. Lord, we see the things around us that are happening, but we have to take responsibility for our part, for the sin in our own lives, oh God, the plank in our own eyes. Lord, what are we doing? What are we not doing, oh God? Father, speak to us individually so that our hearts may be clean. Father, we thank you for this gathering, oh God. Lord, you say where two or three are together, you are in the midst. We don't need to have 10,000 people in here, oh God, to make a change in the atmosphere. Lord, even in this session, we can shift the nation. Father, you are good. You are worthy of all praise, all honor. And we say we love you, oh God. But we know that you are putting your finger on us individually and collectively and letting us know that we have a responsibility and we have to recognize who we are in you and the authority you have given us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Well, we've come to the end of our afternoon session. We are going to have dinner between about 4:30 to 6. So we need to be back in this facility at 6 o'clock sharp for our evening session, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So dinner will be provided for everyone. Is that correct, Sister Kay? Yes, dinner will be provided for everyone out to my right here. This is Sister Kay in the red. She'll guide us where we need to go. But dinner will be provided for everyone. So again, I'll be back here at 6 o'clock for our closing session. God bless you, and just keep your heart stirred and just chew on what we have heard thus far, and the Lord himself will manifest himself in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. See you at 6. Hallelujah.